WXYZ, AM and FM, ABC in Detroit, Michigan, with studios and broadcast house.
Hello.
Which is correct, Hawaii or Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Song, but Tommy James and Shinedowns have followed up the Hanky Panky. Hey, it's worse. It's 25 before 8. I like that, though. That's got more of a melody to you. 25 before 8 o'clock, well, I'm going to rate the records, friend. Boy, Reynolds. You notice I don't have a panel. I just tell you what I think of them all night. You know, that's the way it is.
In the town where I was born.
On Wixie Radio.
Lived a man who sailed to sea.
The Fantastic Beatles.
And he told us of his life. In the land of submarines, so we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine.
It's Ray Charles.
When I come home to you in the evening after working hard all day, you make everything so cozy for me in a sweet and gentle way. First you hug and kiss me, and then you turn on the stereo. And then there is a quote for me, and that's why I know you know that things go better with the Coca-Cola. You best. Coke has a taste you'll never get tired of. Coke after Coke after Coke. Things go better with Coke.
Mm-hmm. Doggone is not here today. This is a weekday. Well, Betty, you gotta see that boy. I don't know where he is. Tonight, Sal Gold is being replaced by,
I don't mind his replacement. I'm not gonna see that Sal Gold kid. He owes me money now.
Money for what?
I lent him my old collection of oldies.
Oh, you lent him all the oldies? Well, actually, his name is Danny Taylor. It's not Sol Gold. You call him Sol Gold because he plays solid gold, right?
A very clever deduction.
Oh, thank you. Well, he's not here today. He's here on the weekend, see? You'll be able to catch him.
Yeah, to catch him. What I want to catch him for, I want to see him. I don't got nothing to chase the boy for. Now, your money's been good before.
Well, he owes you the money, right?
That's right. It's not so bad that Dave Prince is vacationing at my joint.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dave Prince went on his honeymoon there last 2 months ago, right?
Wasn't his honeymoon out. It was not his second one either, even. But it's 15th honeymoon, the second time around.
He's kind of old. I can tell by his nose. He can't put rings around it. Anyway, Dave, I think we're putting Dave Prince down tonight, night, friends. Dave is here, well, about, he'll be here about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You'll be able to see him.
I'm about to see him now. I saw all about to see him. I want him to return the silverware.
And when he went on vacation, he stole silverware from your restaurant, right?
That's right, and I want it back. No, just because his wife is a demonogrammer.
Monogram. It means she takes the designs off the silverware and puts her own on, like DP, right?
No, don't go that bad talk on the air.
No, I don't mean it that way. I mean DP as Dave Prince.
Yeah, Patrick Gold down to Bray.
We have that already. Stop it.
Dan Schultz. He's giving great deals on Chrysler, Detroit's hometown car. Test price at Chrysler and save.
That was very good, Mrs. Schultz.
I'll bet you say that to all the girls.
All right, let's take it again, gang. The auditions are over. You're the one by the board. Throw guy, fast action, a wixie.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Keep me in your heart.
Visitors in the studio tonight. They don't like any people in particular. They said, I said, what are you doing here? They're not fans. I said, then you gotta be fiends. They said, we're not fiends. I said, well, who do you like on the air? They said, we like them all. And it's a wonderful attitude. 14,000 miles to Russia, make a left. What do you mean we like them all? You got to have a favorite. Don't you like them? Am I not your favorite? I don't care if I am. Yes, I do. And they said, no, you're not our favorite, but we like you. I said, that's nice. Do you like Mark Avery? They said, yeah. I said, do you like Dave Prince? Yeah. I said, do you like Lee Allen? Yeah. I said, he's not even on the air. We still like him. I said, what do you like in the air? Everybody on the air. These people ought to work for the FCC. It's 17 minutes before, because it's a cinch. They don't like everybody on the air. It's 17 before 8 o'clock on WXYZ. I don't know why they don't like everybody on the air at the FCC. I guess they got their own favorites, you know. I'm just sorry. I can't sound like Lady Bird. At Herschel Electronics, they have 5 locations, you know, and I do sound like Lady Bird. Oh, maybe that's why. Well, I don't know. Herschel Electronics, ladies and gentlemen, has 5 locations. It has nothing to do with my political announcement. But they sell stereophonic tape recorders, not for you, for your home, for your car, for... That's what for... in the automobile, you take a stereo, right, and you get the best sound that you can possibly get from stereo because you're in closed quarters. It's already... automobiles are already soundproofed on the inside if you roll up the windows and go up tight, you know. And you put the stereo in there. It's really tremendous. It's really, the most fantastic thing. It's something you got to hear. I can't explain it, no matter what words I use on the air. That's the case with most things we do around here. Herschel, yes, there are 5 locations, and for as little as $54.95, do you know what you can get? A bill for $54.95. For $54.95, you can get a receipt. And also, you can get a stereo with 4 speakers around it that go in your car. Of course, it costs $400 to install them. But, no, really, you get a good deal. Herschel's a place to go. I don't know why I even bother listening to Michigan Mobile commercial.
WXYZ.
Now, where's that?
WXYZ. More people say the best part of the day is WXYZ.
By popular demand, Chuck Berry for 1 week only, starting Tuesday, August 9th. Oh, this is Grand Recording Star, Club Gay Haven. Charlie Berry, call for reservation. Club Gay Haven, this is number 3 certified. Detroit Sound Survey, fast action. Many, many requests for Donovan. Most requested song tonight. Sunshine, Superman. Quick, Lois, there's a clock.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out DC, but I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I've made my mind up. You're going to be mine.
line there. Plug your little line in there.
You made your mind up forever.
Another guy with one name and one record. Donovan, Sunshine Superman, at WXYZ in Detroit with Joey.
What's the weather gonna be on WXYZ?
This is Wednesday with winds out of the west at 6 miles. Wednesday humidity is 48%. Very cool Wednesday. We're around 56. Finally sunny tomorrow. Better than saying finally cloudy. A little more cool. Warmer on Thursday with a high of around 82 and a chance of heavenly mist tomorrow night or Friday. A low Thursday night near 60. Light variable winds tonight. 76 at downtown Detroit Wednesday. 74 at Metro for Detroit City Airport and my house. Oak Park at 76 degrees.
I don't mind.
The hoop.
The guy dancing with my girl.
Suggesting you read the Budweiser label. It talks about Bud's drinkability. That's an unusual word that means when you really want to enjoy your beer, you can enjoy more Budweiser. Drinkability. Budweiser has it because Bud is beechwood aged for smoothness. Drinkability. That Bud. That's beer.
I guess I was born to be in radio. I don't know. I don't know if it was particularly WXYZ. You know, a lot of guys come out of the service. They have tattoos on them. You know, mother with a heart on it. Right on my chest, I got written all over.
Personality, personality. That's the sound of whiskey.
Covered the whole thing.
Personality, personality. WXYZ. Personality plus.
Did you see what I got on the other hand?
Welcome to the home of the big boy, sir.
Thank you. Tonight, I'm going to have the nationally famous double-deck hamburger, the really big, big boy. But before I eat, I'd like to remind you that next week, directly from the home of the big boy, I'll be having on my plate the entire jumbo shrimp dinner. And now let's hear it for my dinner.
Well, let's really hear it for the Elias brothers, home of the big boys, a family affair, you know. Getting the Ed Sullivan invitation down is a pretty difficult thing. On Thursday, August 11th, our Detroit Lions beat St. Louis in the first home exhibition game of the new football season for Roger Braun and Tommy Watkins. This game means a little extra. Both are Detroit JCs, and this year the Michigan JC Foundation is sponsoring the first Lions home exhibition game to be called the JC Classic. And proceeds from the game will go to the JC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, which is designed to provide community development funds for the more than 230 JC chapters in Michigan cities and towns. So support it. Another public service.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
XYZ presents news at 55 from ABC.
This is Charles Osgood, ABC New York, with the latest news from ABC Radio. In the top of the news, a new chief for AID and another encounter in Chicago. In a moment, the details.
This is Don Gardner of ABC Radio News. ABC's battalion of overseas correspondents are a vital part of a news organization that covers the complete national and international scene for radio listeners only. With mobile radio, ABC Radio's overseas correspondents move quickly, get to the scene fast, and report it concisely. You hear their reports and the complete scope of the national news the first thing every weekday morning on News Around the World. I'm the ABC anchorman on that program. Join me.
And now the news. A new chief of AID, the Agency for International Development, sworn in this evening. Our ABC microphones at the White House as President Johnson swore in William S. Gaud and reminded him and the nation what a thankless business foreign aid is.
No program of the United States government has been more criticized, and no program has been less understood. Perhaps we have been prisoners of our own emotions. Perhaps the champions of foreign aid have been too romantic, and perhaps on occasions we have claimed too much. Perhaps the critics have been too fearful, or too frustrated, or too disturbed, and allowed too little.
President Johnson at this evening's swearing-in ceremony for William S. Gaud as the nation's new chief of foreign aid. In Chicago, about 3,000 whites waited outside a real estate office on the northwest side late today and jeered and shouted at 350 of Dr. Martin Luther King's civil rights workers when they arrived for a demonstration. Things got sticky. At least 15 people were arrested, one when he cursed and lunged at two Negro policemen. Chicago police wore riot helmets, had to use nightsticks to fight their way through the crowd of whites. The White House still mum at last report on those steel price increases announced today by Inland, Armco, and Jones and Lachlan. ABC's Frank Reynolds reports that Gardner Ackley, the president's top economic advisor, still hasn't decided whether the price hikes are inflationary. As to whether the president is asking other steel producers not to raise prices, no word from the White House as to whether he has or whether he will. Wall Street reacted to the steel price hikes today with a rally. Prices pulled out of their nosedive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed over 9 points. A bitter battle shaping up again in the Yadrang Valley. 10,000 more American troops of the 1st Air Cavalry have been flown in by helicopter as reinforcements. They're facing three North Vietnamese regiments. In Moscow, Soviet Premier Kosygin promised his country would show restraint and calmness when it comes to Vietnam. But Kosygin said the war is isolating the U.S. from the rest of the world. At the U.N. in New York, the United States told the Soviet Union to stop pussyfooting about Vietnam and start using its influence to get peace talks going. Maybe you thought beatniks were a purely American phenomenon. Not so, as we hear in this report from Charles B. Arnaud, ABC, Rome.
Just 100 yards down the street from our ABC office in Rome, the summer battle has been joined between Italian police and the great vacation influx of the young bearded and unwashed ones. Three times during the past 10 days, police have swooped down on foreign beatniks and swept them off the famous Spanish steps. A dozen Germans and Frenchmen who were found to be without means of support have been ordered to leave Italy. Rome businessmen in this area claim that the growing concentration of the unwashed beatniks around the Spanish Steps cost them a lot of tourist business. Rome police say the beatniks mar the beauty of the Spanish Steps, one of Italy's major tourist attractions. Charles B. Arnaud, ABC, Rome.
Just in from Vietnam, B-52 bombers have made another airstrike on suspected North Vietnamese positions in the demilitarized zone between North and South Vietnam. No details yet. This is ABC News.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Bobby Schumer.
I play vibes. And I chase girls. I used to be better at vibes than at chasing girls. But since I took to using that stuff that comes in the stand-up tube, Wild Root 360 on my hair, it's like a new scene. Now I groom with Wild Root 360 in the AM, and I'm set for the entire day. You see, man, anytime I get a little shook, a wet comb through my hair makes me look like it's swing time again. Yeah, you heard right. Wild Root 360 works with water. Just a wet comb recharges the morning application of Wild Root 360. 2, 3, even 4 times a day. See a kicky chick heading your way? You whip out your comb, wet it, and it's present perfect. So cool it with Wild Root 360. A comb and a splash of H2O. Man, Wild Root 360 is the re-groomiest.
What's happening, Bobby boy?
Like, here we go again, man. Get Wild Root 360, fellas, and find out.
You've been listening to Late News from ABC Radio. Charles Osgood, ABC, New York.
This is the ABC Radio Network.
It's a flashback. There's a million seller for Jimmy Dean. Whatever happened to his television show, ladies and gentlemen? I used to watch it all the time, every single morning. I used to watch Jimmy Dean on television. He was on in the afternoon. That's why I never liked him.
They handed to me, Holly Murphy. Thank you. Windsor out of the southeast at 7 miles. Now, defunct Alan Funt. Humidity is 68%. Fair and cool tonight with a low around 60. Welcome to candid weather. Partly sunny and slightly warmer. Tomorrow with a high around 82 and a chance of showers. On Thursday night or Friday, Linda Bird's having one. It's 73 in downtown Detroit. 68 at Metro Detroit City Airport. And for Wolverine Lake, it's about 70, I think.
But life is king of beers. Drink it down. Hey, have another round. But life is king of beers.
Remember, exclusive Beechwood aging.
What are you doing? You stand aside. Come on, just move over a little. What are you doing? I want to get a picture of your engineer. I think he's adorable. He's got beautiful red hair, and it'll be perfect on my Instamatic 104.
You have to burn the camera after you get him on film.
What do you mean?
Contaminated.
The Instamatic 104 takes pictures of just about anybody, no matter how ugly they are.
Oh, really?
Yes, dearie. Watch, I'll prove it to you. Just one little snap, and I'll show you. It'll take one of you.
Oh, you blinded me almost.
That was a very fast flash.
You take another one now?
Yes.
How could you do it like that?
It's the magic. There's three now, and turn it again. Four
pictures of me already? Well, that's amazing. How did you do it?
There's a flash bulb in it, dear. You just stick it in the thing there and turn it around. And you'll be able to flash four consecutive pictures with the Instamatic 104 flash. And no matter how ugly you are, it'll still turn out with a real picture. And it cost me less than $20 in trading stamp.
And trading stamp?
Yeah, well, I got a deal on the side for the record I'm pushing.
Well, we won't talk about that on here. That's the wrong time. 8 minutes before 9 on Worcester Radio.
WXYZ presents the good sound of Personality Plus with Joey Reynolds.
Personality Plus.
Hello.
Why were the pioneers called Pale Face?
How would you look surrounded by 1,000 Indians?